Page 159. Exercise 1. Listen to the audio passages and decide what they are about.
The scale of hunting and wildlife trade is large, but there are many reasons that animals are traded, and not all of these industries will put species at equal risk of population decline or extinction. Some are traded as pets, some as products, some are traded as live organisms, and others for specific body parts. Let's first look at mammals and why they hunted and traded. Earlier, we saw that hunting was the biggest pressure for 301 threatened mammal species. What are they used for? Meat for human consumption was the most common. 285 species were used for meat consumption, primarily across lower-income countries. But it's not just about subsistence food supply. Hunters also make a living from selling them. 67 species were used for the traditional medicines, 46 as live animals for the pet trade, and 36 for the ornamental use of body parts. These ornamental uses include parts such as ivory, horns, antlers, and skins.
An obvious solution to poaching would be to increase the number and extent of protected areas. This, of course, rests on the assumption that protected areas are successful in preventing it. Is this really true? Research suggests that protected areas reduce but do not eliminate hunting. Animal populations within many protected areas are still shrinking but slower than populations outside these areas. Wildlife trade still drove average declines of 56% in mammal populations in protected areas compared to 71% in unprotected areas. This is still worrying. A lot of protected areas across the Amazon, Africa, and Asia have very little safeguarding and on-ground monitoring efforts. Simply designating an area as protected is not enough to safeguard wildlife. It needs proper reserve management, law enforcement, and local monitoring on the ground. Protected areas that did have guards enforcing hunting and trade bans had significantly lower rates of decline, 39% versus 65% in areas without this local protection.